A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul traveled through the interior of the country and down to Ephesus, where he found some disciples. And he said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you became believers?" And they answered him, "We have never even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." He said, "How were you baptized?" And they replied, "With the baptism of John." Paul then said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." And when they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. Altogether, there were about 12 men. He entered the synagogue and for 3 months debated boldly with persuasive arguments about the kingdom of God. The word of the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. God arises, his enemies are scattered, and those who hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so are they driven, as wax melts before the fire. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. But the just rejoice and exalt before God. They are glad and rejoice. Sing to God. Chant praise to his name, whose name is the Lord. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. The father of orphans and defender of widows is God in his holy dwelling. God gives a home to the forsaken. He leads forth prisoners to prosperity. Sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John. The disciples said to Jesus, "Now you're talking plainly and not in any figure of speech. Now we realize that you know everything and that you do not need to have anyone question you. Because of this, we believe that you came from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you believe now? Behold, the hour is coming and has arrived when each of you will be scattered to his own home and you will leave me alone. But I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have overcome the world." The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, first of all, we hear continuing in Acts, where he shows us what it is to be an apostle, to be a Christian in early life. And it says the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they spoke in tongues, and they prophesied. And I'm sure everybody here speaks in tongues and prophesies. But the reality is, this is what they did. And so sometimes when we think things are weird, it's what the early church did. So why isn't things that we do? Even this morning when I woke up and I went to the scripture, it says, it was Corinthians 13, the love thing. But that ain't where he took me. He took me to the very next line. What I wish for you is to learn to prophesy. I wish that you were a prophet. And I'm thinking, okay, thanks. But here we're going to focus today on the gospel. And the gospel, here's Jesus saying, "I've told you this, so that in me you will have peace." It's very important, the word "in me you will have peace." Huh? We find our peace in a person, Jesus Christ. And then he says, "In the world you will have trouble." That's a promise. Everybody relate to that? Do we have trouble in this world? Oh. And again, if we're looking at the world every day, every time you turn on the news, it's horrendous. Great troubles, great anxiety, great fear. But then he says, "Take courage, because I have overcome the world." What does that mean practically? Every day we have a choice to look to Jesus or look to the troubles of the world. Look to Jesus, and you and I will find peace. If we just watch the news, listen to everything going on, we are going to have lots of trouble. But if we look at Jesus, you and I will have peace. So look to Jesus. Nature know his love today and forever. Amen.